afternoon, Port Harcourt, and welcome to the Sunny Side on your radio. This is your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Happy holidays, people. Isn't it just great that you get to have four weekend days, you know, to yourself? I'm not jealous. I don't hate you, but maybe I do, because I'm here at work trying to make you happy, and I hope that it counts for something. Happy holidays once again. It's probably one of the longest weekends that we could ever have in Nigeria, and that's because we join our Muslim faithful to celebrate the Salah at this time. And for those who are celebrating, I wish you all a splendid celebration. I mean, I can't even begin to imagine, you know, what has gone down over the weekend. I mean, lots of lives have been laid down for the cause of this celebration. Ram, cows, you name it. But it's all for the greater good. I believe it all is for the greater good. I'm Gabriella. We've come to the 11th day in the month of July. But let's get the ball rolling, talking about music as a tool for change.
Ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to The Conversation. I am Gabriella. Let's talk about music as a tool for change. Do you believe that music can actually make a difference? And I was listening to a conversation yesterday which informed this conversation right now. And in that conversation, a lot of people were talking about how, you know, in the time of Fela, while he was still alive, many things that were happening at the time, the government of that day did not particularly happen with the audacity as it does happen in today's time. And that's because, you know, he was renowned for being not just a music artist, but someone who actually spoke for change in the nation, literally exposing the things that they did. Another person actually had a different school of thought, who actually thought that music was just some form of social consciousness, you know, and not necessarily, you know, bringing about or influencing. That's evident level of influence on society and societal issues and the likes. And I thought it made a very interesting conversation. I actually thought about it for a minute. I began to ask myself, can music actually make a difference? Have we ever had any music artist sing any particular song that made people actually sit back to reflect and say, things must change? I know we've had several music artists in our time who have, you know, released music and different songs about, you know, the different challenges that we face. I mean, I could reel as many as possible right now. Many of the songs that our music artists of today sing, many of them, they liken it to one societal issue or the other. It could be insecurity, it could be, you know, what happened at the Lekki toll gates on October 2020. It could be about, you know, stigma. It could be really about anything. Our musicians actually do that. But has there ever been a time that a song was so revolutionary to make people reflect and say, ah, you know what? We need to actually change this mindset, or we need to change this thing that we do? Or has there ever been a song that made the government slow down its pace and just want to do something different or toe a different path just because of that song? Has there been such a revolutionary song ever released? And not just, I mean, beyond the song, do you actually think that music has that strength, that level of influence to cause for such a revolutionary change? What really do you think about this? Because again, in seeking solutions to all our numerous problems, one obviously would think in all directions, and just maybe we haven't been paying enough attention to our music. Just maybe the power, you know, some level of power, some degree of power lies in there in our music. So what do you think about this? What impact would you say music has on a society? I know that there's been the argument of the reason why we have such moral decadence in the society is because of the kind of songs that we sing. The reason why, I remember someone was actually arguing and saying that, you know, the reason why, you know, rape is on the rise, immorality is on the increase, you name it, is because of the kind of songs that we sing these days. So if you agree with that school of thought, if you think that the level of immorality or how much our moral standards have plummeted is because of some influence our kind of music has had, do you think that it can also have positive change when we begin to sing about ethical, positive things that affect a society? So what impact would you say music can have on a society? And what influences your choice of a favorite song? I would like your personal experience. If you have any song that you say, oh, this song, I've heard people say this song speaks to me. I mean, I have several songs that speak to me as well. You listen to a song and the song just, it just gets you. It just hits you in all the right places. It hits the right chords in your mind. And I want to ask, what are the things about that song? What are the words in that song? What is it about the song that actually makes it hit you the way it does? And would you say that there's been any song that has influenced you to choose differently in any way? Could be choosing to live life differently. Could be choosing to be a better person. It could be choosing to be a happier person. It could be choosing to be more hardworking. It could be anything. Would you say there's been any song like that that has influenced you to be a better person? And the big question is, can music really make a difference? Let's talk, people. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Remember to turn on the volume on your radio when you call. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Thank you. My name is Emmanuel. I'm calling from Waterline Housing.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I think music has actually helped me a lot. I can remember one love song by Rico Winnie in the 90s. And then I was having some challenge about reading some certain zone of life. Or let me put it, living some certain set of people. So I discovered that I can actually change their attitude with the kind of love I'll show them. And if you look in the society now, you and someone can actually define and say, one love, one love. Well, I've seen that actually have paved way in the society. I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but it has actually helped me.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing. Let's talk to Chukwuka. He's calling from Rumamasi. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Apologies, Chukwuka. Please do also call back. We're also streaming live on Facebook and on Twitter, so you can join the conversation on there. You can actually watch us. We're visual and we're virtual radio, so you can watch us as you drop your thoughts and your comments. On Facebook, it's at Nigeria Info 92.3PH, and on Twitter, it's at Nigeria Info PH. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Apologies. Please do also call back. Our WhatsApp number once again is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. On WhatsApp, Emmanuel from Rumibo says, one song that shaped the country, Nigeria, was Nigeria Jaga Jaga. Emmanuel, how did that song shape the country? I mean, I know that song. I know when it was trending. I know when it was, you know, the one of the most popular songs at the time. It even lingered longer than its time, you know. But how did it specifically shape the country in your words? Because you said that song shapes the country. How? How did he do that? This year says, yes, Fowles has been very vocal since he released his song, This is Nigeria. Don't forget that Fowles was one of the leaders of the NSARS protests. Do you remember his song, Talk 'Em Again? All those songs were instrumental in the whole NSARS thing. There was even one other song he released about a man who was shot by the police when he was returning from his NYC. Fowles has been an influence for me, but my major influences have not been Nigerian. I listen to Christian hip-hop and guys like Lecrae, Triple E, and Shailene. Help me follow Jesus Christ. All right, Harry, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Good afternoon. Yes, if you can hear me, the song Jaga Jaga Shook Nigeria, that was the time of President Obasanjo Tang. President Obasanjo banned that song that time, and the singer, the friend that released his song, the artist was arrested and detained for releasing that song, Nigeria Jaga Jaga. So that song shook Nigeria.
I mean, I understand you, yeah. I mean, there are songs that would go viral. There are songs that will cause a sensation. There are songs that people would resonate with and sing, and songs that will gain international attention. But beyond just going viral, beyond being a popular song, I'm saying, how did it actually shape the country? Now, the reason why anyone perhaps... the government might arrest anyone is different for different factors. I'm not trying to make a case for the government, but I'm just saying, if you do anything, or if I say anything, if anybody says anything that threatens the state of democracy or the state of the nation, of course you get the government's attention. But does that translate to actually causing some kind of change? So beyond getting arrested, beyond the fact that everybody was singing the song, and beyond the fact that the artist got popular for that song, what other influence did it have? Did people begin to behave better? Did government retrace its steps? What really happened? You know, so let's really understand the context of the conversation. I'm not saying, because it's very easy to say, oh, this song is causing change because it's popular. It's one thing to be to have a popular song and go viral and be famous for that song. It's another thing to actually cause for change to happen, be it good change or bad change. So if you say that song caused for some kind of change, how exactly did it cause for change? Good afternoon, you're welcome. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Good afternoon.
Hey, good morning.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm listening to your program right now, and talking about musicians and music, you know, changing a country, a kind of regionally song. So I think if all the musicians in Nigeria that are very popular can come together, unite together, and bring out a song that can make the youth to rise up, I think the country can change.
So you don't think that such a song has been released yet?
Sorry?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
So you don't believe that such a song has been released yet, do you?
Well, I'm yet to see that.
All right.
There is this popular song, it's about Nigeria, the kind of is it Nigeria coming together, that we are Nigeria, we should stand together, fight together. I've heard a song like that, but that wasn't political in any way.
All right, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Just to add to what the previous caller said, you said that they found we are the people. All stars, Michael Jackson, Sting Collins, and so many other stars from US came together to sing that song. I don't know if you've heard that song. Yeah, so that song really had an impact in that country. So if the stars we have in Nigeria had come together, let's say, because we know what we are facing now in Nigeria, terrorism, insecurity, economic problem, bad government and all that. So all the stars come together, and then in their lyrics, they actually pointed out this. You know, the media is trying, radio, newspaper, and all that. However, if these all stars come together, we know them, Two-Face, maybe Nice, maybe M.I., maybe Wizkid, of course. Whiskey, they use them for political campaign and all that. So if these guys come together and say, okay, let us release a song, and let the release of that song be what is affecting Nigeria at the moment. Trust me, government will listen to that song. I'm not sure NBA will want to restrict the media houses from playing that song. Government will listen, and then it will have an impact in it. Now, if you listen to Michael Jackson's song, is it the Edge song? Mm. So that Edge song, I want to also believe that it has an impact in the countries where they actually regarded that song, not in Nigeria, because, of course, you see flood is affected from parts in Port Harcourt and in Lagos State. If that Edge song has been listened to, I'm not sure we'll be facing flood issue currently in Nigeria. But I'm sure that the environment that we are facing, environment crisis that we are facing, at the time that Edge song was released, had an impact, you know. So things like that, I believe music will also go far. Songs like even mental explosions of Mali and all that. So songs like that truly have impact. But if Nigerians come together, Africa come together, I want to believe that government will listen to them.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts on the conversation. Very interesting, I must say. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Hi. You're welcome.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Music, very, very important, especially in a situation like what is happening now in Nigeria. You remember Tony Okosu when he sang Nigeria is now or never, for we to win it or lose it forever. When you look at insecurity in Nigeria and what is happening, what is playing out, you find out there is need for us to go back and think. This man is the same person who sang the song that says that there is need for Nigeria to come together and fight as a people. So that song, for me, whenever I look at it, whenever I listen to that song, I do think twice. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for sharing your personal experience. I remember back in the day, we used to have quite a lot of songs like that and artists like that. I mean, you're looking at the likes of Onyeka Onwenu, you're looking at the likes of Sonny Okosu, and these were people that, of course, did entertainment songs, but also sang for change. Now, I can't even say that was, you know, the reason why a lot of things were put in check, or that's why things were not as bad as they are today. I can't say that, because again, that might not be entirely true. But do you think it played a role, no matter how small you think that role was? Do you think it actually played a role in keeping the sanity and sanctity of the Nigeria that we did have then? Because when you want to take a contrast, in no matter how you want to look at it, whatever sector you want to look at, everything was far better then than things are today. So do you think it actually played a small role in keeping the sanity of the state of the nation? Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Hello.
Good afternoon, you're welcome.
I'm Emmanuel, I'm calling from Abba.
Go ahead, Emmanuel.
Ask if music really make a difference.
Yes, loud and clear, Emmanuel, go ahead.
Okay, you asked me really to make a difference. Now, if you look at the stimulus, 2004, Mr. President, it caused a stay in the southern part of Nigeria, the southeastern part of Nigeria, even from places in Ghana. People were prompted to revolt and ask the government what they were doing to make things better. Yeah, so I think really could make a difference.
Okay, Manuel, thank you for sharing. In your opinion, it does make a difference. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
My name is Bryson.
All right, go ahead.
While you were saying this, a song came into my mind.
Mm.
And that song, Great Nation by Timmy Dakovu.
Mm.
I think to a large extent, that song is revolutionary. So it talks about uniting the nation, you know, so that we can do away with ethnicity. Also talks about peace and security. So I think that song can go a long way. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's get on WhatsApp now. Once again, the WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Do you think that music can actually make a difference in the Nigeria as we know it today? This here says, yes, the song that made an impact on the life of many is that of Timaya, I Cannot Kill Myself. Before the song was released, Nigeria recorded Much Suicide. The song made people have a change in suicidal mindset in the life of many, Sandy says. Interesting. Obina from Orasi says, one song that changed jungle justice in Nigeria is Ajepo Hustler's Barawo, talks about the killing of Alu 4. This here is from Esther Etim. It says, it's actually difficult to gauge. Sometimes a song triggers something that's already inside a set of people, so they begin to manifest it externally. Other times, a song just gives lyrical commentary on what we can all see. So there's that situation of the chicken or the egg, which came first. And that's really hard to tell. This here says, Jaja showed... Oh, I'm sure you meant Nigeria Jaga Jaga. It showed what the evil politicians were doing, and it created awareness of the public about assassinations. It made Nigerians to be careful. I see. All right, back to the phone lines. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Thank you. My name is Goody, calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead.
All right. I think for me, I would say that most of the music are not changing things. I'm telling you the truth. Because just people listen to the rhythm and they'll be dancing. Just like those days, somebody, I think Peter Sides sang, We are the prophets. And Kimono was singing Water Bar in this our country. And it was raining then. Telling you that when this country started to spoil, it's not even this man region. Things have been going wrong. And Maxwell Odo was singing, even if you show me bullet, I'm going to make a hit now because it's my own time. The country today is so hard. And when all this are going, even Nigeria Jaga Jaga. So when a lot of things have been going on, but one thing I know, even the good ones, people are talking about the United Nigeria, one Nigeria, this and that. Some people don't even listen to it. Before you know it, they will bring sentiment of what this and that. But I thought to them, that was the regime. When Nigeria were in unity, with one purpose, with one mind, yes, we are working gently. But as time goes on, there was a kind of evil seed planted in the minds of people. You be my person, you be my person. This thing started. The problem of Nigeria didn't start today. If you check the music since they have been singing, even when Babangida pursued one of the singers like that, all those people that have been singing song, Abasanjo pursued his own too. A lot of things have been happening in the music industry. But yet, it didn't start today. But why can't we build up one mind, one thing? Call it ours, our country. Maybe their own country, their part. When they come here and collect oil, you say they come off for our people, come collect oil. Instead of saying Nigeria is collecting their oil, you say they come our side, come collect oil. They come our side, they come kill us. They come our side, come do this. Instead of talking Nigerian soldiers, talking your person is there, their person is there. So most of the thing, I don't think that it has taken any part in upon us. We are missing it. The only thing that we're supposed to do is talking about the unity, using the word we Nigerians. It's not a day. When they come here, they collect our oil, they go. They collect our oil, they go. Okay, forgetting that this is one nation. One nation, one central president with different governors and the House of Assembly one, senators one, rep one. Everything is instant out. And we're operating one Nigeria. But people doesn't really look at it in that way. This had it been that this tongue had been going so far to unite us, I don't think by now we should have been talking of all these things. Creation, division, this and that problem, ethnicity, partisan, religion.
All right.
The religions become problem. Before you know it, the party become problem. Before you know it, tribalism become the problem. Why all this? I think all this music are not helping us.
All right. Thank you very much for really sharing your thoughts. I think I understand where you're coming from. I mean, again, like I said, even back in the day, even when we had a lot of musicians who were singing for social change, we can't really state categorically that was the reason why there was some level of sanctity. And that just goes to buttress what you just said, the fact that, you know, in spite of, you know, the music that we have, things are still happening. I think it's going to be too much load on music itself to depend on for the sanctity and the salvation of a society that has suffered such decadence as Nigeria has. You know, that will be too much. But again, there should be some level of influence. You know, the fact that we have good music, the fact that we have great musicians who are singing about the negative social vices that we suffer, speaking out about the things that need to change, speaking out against bad governance, speaking out against corruption and etc., killings and all of that. It doesn't necessarily mean that other stakeholders don't have to play their role. So in as much as music is music, it doesn't take away it doesn't cast that light away from other parts that need to play their parts, like our security facilities and architecture, our security arsenal, the role of societal, you know, structures, the role of Nigerians themselves as individuals, the role of governments in all of us, you know, security challenges and all the challenges, as a matter of fact, that we suffer. The fact that music is playing its part doesn't take away every other person's role and responsibility. So I'm just saying that to say it might be too much a burden to say, oh, because we're still suffering all of these terrible things, then music is not doing great. You know? Music can't possibly carry the bulk of the responsibility, but should it have its own role? Should it have its own level of influence? I want to think yes, it should. So looking at it from that perspective of, oh, the role that you play, let's, for example, to make it a clearer picture, let's assume that music has a 25% share of the bulk of influence. Looking at a 25% share that of influence that music has, do you think it's influencing up to the 25% share that it has? Or would you say music is still at 2% or 3% or 4% or 10%? That really is the perspective. I'm sure you get it now. But thank you regardless for sharing your thoughts. We have about 2 minutes to wrap this up. Not enough time, sadly. So let's just run through the messages and we'll wrap the conversation up. David from Waterline says, for me, music has its negative and positive influence in the ear of its listener. If you listen to music based on the happening around, especially when you are down, I know the kind of music to play to lift my spirits. I love blues and country music. All right. And this year says, T.Y. Bello has a lot of power and patriotic songs that can inspire any Nigerian. Songs like The Future and Greenland are powerful. We need to hear more of those on Nigeria Info. Although you guys have become the number one country music station for the people of Texas and Southern U.S. I have no idea what you're talking about. AJ Kingston says, good afternoon, Gabby. Good music is food for the soul. Musicians like great Majek Vashek sang about Free Mandela, and he was freed same month. His song sent down the rain, and God opened heavens and rain fell. A final comment says, good afternoon. The Land is Green by T.Y. Bello is one of the songs that unifies the nation, Nigeria. Anytime it's played, it promotes hope, believe, etc. So yes, songs are tools to nation building. Hip-hop, they say, has done more damage to African Americans than racism itself. Jonah Lucas' songs released during Trump's reign as president of the United States led to so many unrest in the U.S. because the whites and blacks over there believed it or not. And that makes it really clear. But thank you very much for joining me on the conversation. Our time is up. We have to wrap it up now. I'm wondering what will be the befitting song to wrap the conversation up with. I really wonder. While I wonder, I might as well just, take one last call. Many of the songs I would love to play aren't even here. That it really is a sad thing. But here's what I'll just say. I think everything, like I already explained, everything has its own level of influence. So whether you're looking at it from a wholesome perspective or you're looking at it from its own level, its own small, minimal level of influence, everything has a role to play. And I think that if we have more edifying songs, if we have more songs that preach change, that preach hope, that preach, relief, that speak about the better tomorrow, I think it would help people, manage and cope better. It would ease us from having to look for several coping mechanisms just because we can't find any. That would be my thoughts on the conversation. I'm Gabriella.